Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn about winter road maintenance and ongoing projects. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Would you say there was an increased number of overtime hours that were put in last year?
Yeah, there was a fair amount of overtime put in last year. We just did all the events, several snow events, and then the big blizzard. It did put in some overtime. A lot of that goes to comp time, so that helps to cushion that budget blow. So it all works out. We've kind of averaged it out over all the years, and it works out good.
How much do they usually get paid for comp time versus regular?
The comp time is, so if you work an hour of overtime, you get an hour and a half of comp time. So it's still time and a half, but it's time off in lieu of pay. So, you know, for newer employees, which we do have a fair amount of, it's a good way for them to get some extra vacation because, you know, it's limited on the first few years of employment. So that works out good for the employees.
Piggybacking off of that, how many new employees do you have this year? Have they come into it with, you know, experience in dealing with these winter events?
It's a mix. We do have some experience and some without experience, and that's fine because we have a lot of good staff that can help and train and work through this. So,
did you have any new equipment purchases as far as, you know, the winter season goes? Anything new with your trucks or anything?
Yeah, we've received delivery of one new plow truck, and we're expecting delivery of a second plow truck here pretty soon. So those are a good couple trucks for us that'll help us keep the fleet up to date. You know, when you work in a salt and chemically corrosive environment for a good chunk of the year, it's very tough on trucks. It's very tough on equipment. So we have to keep that rotation going to stay up to date and keep things operational.
What would you say is the ideal lifespan of one of these trucks?
By the time 10 years comes around, they're getting pretty tired, a lot of rust, a lot of problems. We have taken measures into the newer trucks that we've been ordering to try and get some longevity out of them to keep a sustainable fleet going that will last. You know, stainless steel boxes, stainless steel sanders, single frame rails so the salt can't get between the frame rails. And we've done a lot of different things to try and provide longevity on these trucks in the environment that they work in.
As we're coming up closer to the end of the calendar year, how did the spring weather and its effect on the county roads, how's that affected other secondary roads and engineer projects and what you guys have been up to this fall?
It actually shifted quite a bit. When the roads hit the spring and the conditions that we had to shift a lot of priorities, and some projects got delayed and pushed because we had to address the roads. We had to get the access to the public restored and get the roads in condition to service, you know, the agricultural industry as best as we could. So there was some projects that got delayed. So there's still some things out there that we know we got to get to, and we will. But first, we got to hit the roads. That's the priority right now. And we're going to come out in the spring and be ready to go again to try and get the roads in the best shape we can.
What would you say those projects were that are getting delayed right now?
There's a project north of Stewart that where there's a large slough on the side of the road. We purchased some right-of-way, and we're going to realign the road and try and shift that over. We weren't able to get to that. There's a couple of bridges that we need to get replaced with our own crews. Those got delayed. And then right towards the end of the year, we ran into some more sloughs and some of those late fall rains. So we need to get those addressed as well.
What would you say are some projects that you have managed to accomplish as far as facing adversity and all that? What else has the county been working on?
This last summer, we did accomplish one large project. It was a box culvert. It was no longer draining properly, and it was a good 25 feet deep. So that was a major project for us. It involved a lot of dirt moving and making sure things were put back the way they needed to be. So it was a good project for us. We did that in-house, and those kind of projects saved the county a lot of money.
Any big projects you're planning for this coming spring? If there's anything that's being done in conjunction with the state DOT or anything?
There's one major project on the Coon Highway or Chestnut Road. It's commonly known as the Dinosaur Bridge. It crosses over the South Raccoon River. We're going to be putting a new box culvert in there, taking the old bridge out and putting a box culvert in there. So that's going to be a major project. It will shut the highway down, so there will be a period of time where that's going to be shut down and we'll have detours in place. That's going to be our biggest project for the upcoming summer.
As we conclude this interview, what would you like to tell motorists as far as how they should drive this coming winter, especially if they're following or if the county roads trucks are out and, you know, currently maintaining the roads?
Don't crowd the plow. You know, that's always a good line to, you know, give them some room to work. And always, always, always drive the conditions of the road. If the conditions are bad, don't push it. Just drive with caution. You know, keep the speeds down and drive as safe and cautious as you can. You know, we want you to get to your destination in a safe condition. You know, that's our priority.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn about winter road maintenance and ongoing projects. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.